Okay. All right. So we are on Daf Chaf Ches. So we're still in the middle of the sugya of Gilgal Shvua. So we saw yesterday, where do we learn the concept of Gilgal Shvua from? We learned Gilgal from Sota. We learned that Sota, she says Amen, Amen, and she swears on a whole bunch of things. We had a problem trying to figure out, and the proof was that she swears regarding the fact that she was an Arusa, and we found that there was no case that would allow her to swear Lagabi when she was an Arusa. If she's swearing about it, it must be via this rolled up Shvua, via this Gilgal Shvua. Then we ask, okay, so now we found it from Sota, which is a din of in Isser. How do we bring it across to Dine Mamonos, by Shvuos? How do we bring it up by Shvuos by Dine Mamonos? And we said it was a Kav HaChomer, because the Sota has to have two Edim, and yet we have the concept of Shvua. So Dine Mamonos, which can have, the Shvua comes into effect via one aid, can have Gilgal Shvua. So now the Gemara says, Ashkechon Vadai. Now, okay, I found a source for a Shvua where the Toveya makes a Vadai claim, a certain claim. But Safek Minolan, how do we know Safek? What does Rashi say? They got Rashi. Rashi says, Ashkechon Vadai, it's the second Rashi in the short lines. Ashkechon Vadai, we found a case of Vadai, Shem Megalgulim Shvua, that will do Gilgul Shvua, should be Betainas Bari. If he has a certain claim, the initial claim is certain. She'ein chayavim alav shvua, where you don't have, like, it was a certain claim, but there's no shvua. It could go in karkos, or there was no mode to mix us. She'magalgin also im ischay lo shvua m'akam acher. That's how we know if it's definitive. But safek minayin. But taina shema. Sometimes you make a claim, and you're not certain. Shema kagon shvuos hashutvin v'harisin. We're partners, and now we're dissolving the partnership. Why did you take a shvua that you didn't take anything unfairly? I don't know. In my mind, I don't know. I'm making a claim, right? The tznan b'shvuos chol kol hashutvin v'harisin eni yochol hashbio v'katani neschay lo shvu makam acher megan levaskol. But you can make that shvua. You can't force. But if you have Gilgal Shvua from somewhere else, you can then start doing it. So how do I know I can do it? I can do it from Suffolk. Minolan. So what do you mean Minolan? All the Rishonim ask. What's the case of Sota? Case of Sota Suffolk. That's the whole point. I mean, it's Raglayim Ludavar. So the Ritva says maybe because it's Raglayim Ludavar, therefore it comes Vadai. But you're asking how do I know Gilgal Shvua by a case of where the claim is Suffolk? The whole claim of Sota is Suffolk. That's why if he knows, he can't be with her, and that's why if he knows for sure, you don't do the whole process. So let's read right, just keep that in mind. He says, Minolan. So Rashi says, Eva kal v'chomer lo dami. He's like, well, why don't you just learn that from Sota? He says, exactly what we said, the Sota, kol shvuas a suffik. The whole shvua is a suffik by Sota. The Gilgul nami suffik. And the Gilgul is also suffik. Everything you're making the claim by Sota is a doubtful claim. Right, so he says no, because mamon ikar shvuaso enu ba ela patanis vaidai ki tein ish. He goes, we'll say it outside the way. Goes, it's different. You look at the starting line. The starting line by Sota is a tiny suffix, and the Gemara says, and the Torah says, amen, she makes a Gilgal. And then we bring it across to mamon. What's the starting point by shvuas mamon? It's only a vaidai claim. So Sota, you can't ask, oh, Sota's also a suffix. Yes, Sota might be a suffix, but the Torah definitely told you in the case of Sota that you take the Shua. By Mamon, you're trying to make a limud. So how are you making the limud across the board? You only make the limud from the starting point of the Shua. The initial Shua by Sota suffix, the initial Shua by Mamon apparently is only by Vadai. How do I know if the initial Shua by Mamon is also a case of suffix?
But isn't Sota Vadai suffix?
What does that mean?
It's definitely a suffix. It's just a question of I'm not sure I understand the difference between the mamon.
Because the whole idea of so when I bring the wife, he doesn't know for sure.
Yes,
so the whole claim is based on a suffix.
Right.
So the starting point is by a suffix. So that, and then the Torah tells you can do Gilgal. So you're doing Gilgal on a suffix. But by mamon, the starting point on most shvuos and mamon, by most of the mixas, all these cases, is I'm making, you owe me $100. Right, you owe me. I'm sure of it. I could be wrong. But you owe me.
Suffix.
And so how do I know with a case where I think you owe me?
Right.
Okay. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Ne'emar Shvua b'chutz. The Torah talks about a shvua, which is l'chutz la'zara, which is a regular shvua. V'ne'emar shvua b'fnim. And it talks about a shvua inside the Azara, which inside the Azara, inside the base of the Midrash, it's a shvua of the Sota, it's done in the base of the Midrash. Ma shvua amur b'fnim. Just like the shvua of the sota that's done inside. Asa vos safek v'vadai. Just like in that case, we make a safek into we have safek into vadai. I mean, we can combine safek and vadai. Ashu amur b'chutz. So to shvua outside, we can do safek v'vadai. It says basically you can learn one from the other. You learn one from the other. Rashi says. Shvua b'fnim, or it doesn't have a shvua. So basically making this mematzino, we're saying that just like you have shvua on the inside, you could, it starts with suffix, so to shvua on the outside, it can be with suffix as well. You're learning shvua from the shvua. So Tosos then asks, if you're learning from this mematzino, from this comparison, why did I need the kal v'chomer? Like, what do I need the kal v'chomer to start with? I just have this mematzino. I just have this bin that you thought you might not. I'm just kidding. I just have this. Yeah.
Now it's okay.
Yeah, no.
You were waiting for that, weren't you?
A little bit. Okay, great. Look at Tosos Namra, the second Tosos. He says, "Im Tomer, Lamli Kavu Chomer de Lael. Why do I need the Kavu Chomer de Lael, Lomar Shemigalgalim? Why do I have to have the Kavu Chomer? Nelef Mehai Drusha Gufe. Learn it out from this Drusha right here about Bifnim and Bechutz, Shemigalgalim and Mamim, Mishum Shemer Shu Bifnim and Nemer Shu Bechutz, Bimematzino. And it's like a binyanav. It's a mematzino. We see it here, we see it there. Compare. So what do I need the kal v'chomer for?
Isn't the kal v'chomer stronger?
I don't know. I don't think so. Tosos seems to be making otherwise. Kal v'chomer, I guess you can make a pircha on a kal v'chomer.
Yeah, but we have more kal v'chomers.
Show up, but you can if you have a logical argument, you can say the kal v'chomer is no good. Theoretically, you can. Kal v'chomer is more susceptible to being rejected.
Right, but I thought it has more legs.
I think the opposite. I think it could have less legs because, well, not less legs, weaker legs because it could be rejected based on Sarah. Okay, the Yesh Lomar, the Gemara says, I need the Kal v'chomer. Basically what's going in is like, how would you know to even make the comparison? It's two different types of shuas. The Kal v'chomer allows Mammon to enter the game. Once Mammon enters the game, then I can start comparing one to the other. That's basically what he says. V'yesh lomar, the ilav Kal v'chomer, b'hai mematzino d'hacha lo matzino melef. You wouldn't be able to learn it because the mamona meisur lo yalfinon. You can't learn, and this is what you're getting at. You can't learn mamon to iser. I mean, Rabbi Rashi used to always quote a gra that says ben don ladon ben din ladin ben nega lenega. Right, din ladin is mamon, don ladon is iser, and nega lenega is tahara, something like that. Thank you, Shkoras. So, I mean, you can't learn one from the other. You can't learn the three different parts of the Torah. You can't learn one from the other. But you have a Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is not learning one from another. It's a logical argument. So he says, once they revealed to us, he had this Kal v'chomer back in Tosos, the Alfina Mamon Meisur. Then in this case, I can learn Mamon from Isra. Then I know that everything's open and I can start learning in the Mematzino from one across the other. Okay? So that's the idea. Gilgul Shua is learned from Sota. So Ad Heicha Gilgul Shua, meaning how powerful is the Gilgul Shua? What can I have the initial Shua? What can I force you to swear? I call it the secondary Shua. What type of claim can I force you to make? Can I have you swear? So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav the Amarle the Toveya the claimer can say to he shavali shein avdi ata, swear to me that you are not my evet. You have a shua that molded mix us, and now I'm going to be magagel that you swear to be not my slave. Have me right now is you're not my evet knani. Kamara says, what type of claim is that? He goes, ahu shamute mishaptinle. If you make a claim to somebody and you tell him, I claim that you're my evet knani, you put in chayrim. Right? Someone does it at the Tanya, you have the price that says, hakori lechaveiro evet. If you call your friend an evet, meaning an evet knani, you have an idui. You put into chayrim. If you call your friend a mamzer, the punishment sofik is harabayim. You get malchus 40. I mean, it's the rabbanon.
Is it a curse?
What you're doing is wrong. You make mochi shame. There's a tosos here that says that how it's mida keneged mida. Just go through it. It says if you call the guy a Russia, if you say that he's a Russia, yored imo lechayov, which I'm not sure exactly what that means. Rashi says in the third Rashi, Russia yored imo lechayov klomer luzo ein bezin is gakim. Bezin doesn't listen. About who mutter lesnoso? About the guy who, but the guy who you called a Russia, he's now permitted to hate you. The afle moi parnasoso valere luminoso. You could take away his business and you can open up a competing business, I guess, and you don't have to be worried about it. But these are bad things. So how can it be if I call somebody my eved? If I claim that you're an eved, I put into chayrim. How does Gilgul Shul allow me to make that? Oh, swear to me now that you're not my eved kanani. What type of claim is that? So Gemara says Ella Amarava he shava li shlonim kartali beeved ivri. Now swear to me that you aren't sold to me as an Eved Ivri. Why does that make more sense? Because Eved Ivri is really a monetary claim. when you sold to me as an Eved Ivri is because you owed me money. So he says, I claim you owe me $1,000. And swear to me that you weren't sold to me as my Eved Ivri because you didn't pay off that debt. So he goes, so the Gemara says, Hai Tanama Al Sahi. He goes, that's basically what I said. That's a valid claim. What do you mean it's a big chiddush? Oh, Gil Shul, you can make a claim of Eved Ivri. That's a Tanama Al Sahi. Mamona is Ligabe. I'm making a claim that you owe me money. You didn't pay me back. And by not paying me back, I was able to get you as an Eved Ivri. Right, Rashi says, Tanama Al Sahi, because the Rashi says, Ubalo Gilgul, even without Gilgul, Nami. You could make that claim. Ihavi Modrin Mixas, Ohailo Edechon, Hayachai Shua. The Titus Matatlan, he said, there's a claim on movable, it's not a claim on property, right? Shetovo Pu'ula, oh, he's saying it differently. Shetovo Pu'uloso Ogurono, Umay Rabusa, the High Mishar Gilgul Shua. I think he's saying that. Yeah, I think he's saying the same thing. Yeah, it's a monetary claim that you owed me the money. You owe me the money, now you owe me the work. You should have worked for me, you should have done all this stuff for me. You're my Eved. So he says, Rava the time A, we saw Rava earlier in the Masechta, the Amar Rava, Eved Ivri Gufo Konui. And when it comes to Eved Ivri, there's a concept of also having not just owning the Eved Ivri from a monetary standpoint, they also own the guf of the Eved. There's more of a Isser involved as well. So when that's the case, then that's the bichidish that you're making, he's your guf kanoi, and therefore it's not a claim on metaltolin. It's a claim, if your guf is kanoi, it becomes more like karka. So the Gemara says, ihachi hainu karka. Well, if that's the case, then you're making a claim on karka. And why is that a chiddush? We know that Gilgul allows you to swear on karka. That's the whole point. I can make use one shvuah to make you swear on karka. So the Gemara says no, because, and this is interesting. Ma'od the tema, you might have thought karka hu davidi inshi demizadi b'tzina. Karka, sometimes people make the sale and they do it quietly. They don't make a big. They don't post it all over the place. So im isa the zavin, and if so, the sale goes through. Less lekala. There might not be a kol. People might not know about it. Hi, but an eved, someone who sold. In East of the Zav and Kol Yisli, everyone knows a guy sold, I guess they have a whole process, a guy sold an Eved Ivri, so you would have think that since it's so mufursome and nobody knows about it, and you're just making the claim, you would not be able to force him to swear, Kamash Malan, that even though it's done more quietly, you still can make him swear. The problem with this Gemara, I think, is that all over Shas, we basically say that the whole reason why Karka has, if Karka you can, is there's liens on property in Karka is because it says a Kol. And here we're saying it doesn't have a call, so I don't know. I don't know how do you say that.
It's the Havamina, but...
But the Havamina is not on the Karka side. The Havamina is on the Eved side. I mean, the Kamash Malan is that even by the Eved, even though there is a call, you still... I don't know why I can say the Karka that doesn't have a call.
Usually,
always Shas
is typically a call by Karka.
Right.
So
what's he bringing down here?
Well, it's interesting that he says
that Karka doesn't have a call. Hiksha Begilyon. I don't know what that is. Okay. So he quotes the Yavitz who says that that's what the Kamash Malan is. The Kamash Malan's on that side, like you're saying, that it's done publicly. That Karka is also before Hesia, and nevertheless, there's Gilgul Shvul on it. So he says the Kamash Malan, so he learns like you're learning. You see, that's Kamash Malan. Okay. Okay. Fine. Next Mishnah. So now, this Mishnah is extremely cryptic. Read. The Mishnah is going to be a Havamina to read it one way. Then we're going to read it another way. Then we're going to ask, well, what was the Havamina to read it a different way? And then we're going to try to figure it out. So it's a very difficult Mishnah. Mishnah's talking about Kinyan Chalipin. Right? We learned the concept of Kinyan Chalipin in the Pasuk in Rus. The Pasuk in the fourth paragraph of Rus says, Zos Lifnim B'Yisrael, set this before Israel, as al Gaulav al Tmura, the Kayim called Davar, Shalov Ish Na'alov and Nasun Re'eh. You take off the shoe and give it to your friend, and then your Kone, you know, it's more of like a symbolic Kinyan. So from there, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that from Zion learns of Kinyan Chalipin. A Kinyan Chalipin has the two methods of Kinyan Chalipin. Either you can, number one is called Kinyan Shava B'Shava. It's sort of like a barter. Here's my ox. You pull my ox, I'll get your horse. That's Kinyan Chalipin. The other Kinyan Chalipin that we're more familiar with is called Kinyan Suther, which is more symbolic. By picking up my pen, whose pen it is, by picking up an item or an object, I thereby now have been kone something that's right. Somewhere else. Okay, so the Mishnah starts. I'm just going to read sentence by sentence and then go back. Kol hanaseh damin be'acher Kevon shezacha zeh nischayev zeh bechalifov. Havmina now is saying that anything that's damim, seems to be like money, right? Anything that's money, kol hanaseh damim ba'acher, anything that's used as the payment for something else. Kevon shezacha zeh. So when I get that money, even if it's just one penny, nischayev zeh bechalifov. So then the person who gave it to me is now Kona. Okay, Mr. G, you're giving me the money. And now this was one coin for Bitoris Kalipin, and you're going to get my ox that's in my barn. So as soon as I grab the money, now the ox over there is yours, and it's your responsibility. If it burns down now, it's on you. If it gets stolen now, it's on you. Once we do that Kinyan Kalipin, it is... So that's what I said. Let's just read the Mishnah, and then we'll go. Okay. Look at Rashi. Kol anaseh dam v'acher. Shadarko litito bedamim kishakonim chafetz chafetz achad. The question is, if it's kesef, so why is that kinyan kesef? So Rashi says, v'hashta salka daitach dematbeya asul ashmi unin. Right now we're thinking that it's coin. It's actual kesef. And kevon shezach hazeh, once I was zoch with the kesef, nischai hazeh b'chalipov, hecha dinosnu b'toras chalipin. It's we specifically gave it b'toras chalipin, below b'toras damim. You didn't give it as actual cash to buy it. How do you know? So how do you know? You know, can say because we said it's going to be chalipin. You know, because you guys claims I want it back. You know, because it's not even close in value to what it is. You can figure out what half the money is used because Torah's kesef or Torah's chalipin. Okay. So then the Gemara says, right. So then the Mishnah says, as an example, ketzad. What's an example? Ketzad, and there's a problem also. Because the ketzah is a non sequitur. It's not an example. Right now, we think we're talking about money. And the Gemara says, ketzah, Mishnah's ketzah, hichlef shor b'paro, chamer b'shor, you pull my shor, and you get the shor, and I get your cow, or vice versa, you pour my donkey, and I get your shor. Kevin shezocha zeh, once one person is zocha, the one who's pulling is zocha in that animal, then the other person, the seller, is chayev zeh b'chalipav. He's now obligated with chalipav, obligated meaning it's now his responsibility. So Gemara's going to ask the Gemara, what's the ketzad? You talked about money, and now you talked about a kingdom, basically kingdom sudar, and then you start talking about shavah b'shavah. It's a completely different case. So that's the reason. Okay, I probably should read these Rashi's inside. We have time. Okay. So hichlif shor para, kevin shemashach bala para es hashor. Once the bala para pulls over the ox, nicknames para lokeya. So the para is now owned by the purchaser, meaning the bala ha. Paro v'chol makom shehi v'on se alav. And the Gemara parech, and the Gemara is going to ask, my ketzad. What do you mean ketzad here? Ho'el v'hu asi li'ashmu unyan de'matbeya nase chalipin. The first part was talking about a coin doing chalipin. Sha'af of Yibetor's daimim kaim alon de'mos einon konos ala b'shichas ha'mekach. Even though we learned that you can't mos, it's not konos. You have to do m'shicha. Ki yahavin nilhei v'toras kinyon sudar. Kani kisuda, but if you give it over in Torah of Chalipin, it's Kona Ridin Kinyan Sudar. So Havli Lemesne, Ketzad Hichlif, Moos Bapara. The case should have been talking about the transfer of the money of the cow, not the actual cow itself. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah has some difficulties. So the first difficulty of the Mishnah, we mentioned
is that classic Chalipin?
There are two ways of classic Chalipin. There's the Sudar Chalipin, and there's the Shavah B'Shavah. Chalipin is Kinyan Sudar, the way you do it with Mechiras Chametz, and then it's the barter. You pull my cow, and by pulling my cow, I don't do my sekinyan on your ox, which is somewhere else, but you're pulling your cow, now I own your ox. And you own the cow. That's shavah b'shavah. Okay. So the Mishnah said that, or we thought the Mishnah says, that you can do chalipin via this kesef. So before we get to the ketzad issue, we have a fundamental issue. How are you doing chalipin with kesef? We learned it earlier, that kesef doesn't work for chalipin. You can't use a matveya for kesef. So Gemara says, chalipin maininu. What is in the Mishnah? We said, what is the chalipin? What are you using as the chalipin? Matbeya? You're using a coin? How can that be? Shma mina matbeya nase chalipin? You're telling me that a coin can be used as a chalipin?
Maybe it's only symbolic.
But it doesn't matter. Gemara says, Rashi, Anakai Malam, but Perakazov, we know in Bava Metzia, the A matbeya nase chalipin. For whatever reason it is, money, your coin, cannot be used as the object to effectuate a kinyan sudar, a kinyan chalipin. You can't use money.
Dafka shmak,
but not a coin. Dafka, well, then, you can't use a coin. Like I said, that's the sugi in Bava Metzia. But we know that to be the case. So how are you telling me here that this Mishnah is talking about a case that we're using money? So I thought the answer could be, it's a machokism of Metzia, so maybe this mission is going according to the other side. Okay, but fine. But so Amar of Yehuda, I think the reason they give over there is because something to do about coins are not really forever, because coinage and currency is based on the government authority, and the government at any time could revoke that currency and start a new currency. Say this is valueless. It doesn't really happen so much as Manazeh. But I mean, they can devalue the coins. But in those days, a new king comes over and says, "All the coins of my predecessor are null and void. You have to use the coins that have my image on it." And now, what you have there is nothing. So, okay, maybe that's one of the reasons I think the Gemara Bava Metzia gives.
Those coins were worth money itself.
Right, but I guess you're saying you can't use them.
Yeah, that's the moment, like a slug, but it's still worth something.
Yeah, but that goes against what I said.
I understand that.
Yeah.
That's intrinsically how it worked.
No, they could.
It just didn't have the. It wasn't like a.
But you'd have to melt it down. Yeah. You'd have to melt it down, but as the coin itself. Okay, fine.
You sell it for the content.
They used to, yeah, but used to break it down. But the king at any time can say this. Anyone who sells it for this content, off with their head. You know, that you can't use this. It could be taken out of currency. It can take it out of circulation.
Yeah.
So Amar Rav Yehuda Hachika Amar. This is what it means. So now we're going to change. We're changing the first part of the Mishnah called Nase. It means as follows: Kol Hanishom Damim BaAcher. Anything that is Nishom BeDavar Acher came into Zochazen is Chaim BeChalipin. What is Nishom? Davar Acher, Rashi says, last Rashi, Kol Davar She'im Ba Letito Damim Ba Acher Tzarech L'Shumo B'Damim. Anything that you want to give over as a barter, that other than money, basically it's anything other than money, that if you want to find out what its value is, you have to evaluate how much it's worth, can be used. Meaning it's anything, it's metaltalin, other than money. So Rashi says, Da'ayim Kol Metaltalin Bar Mimadveya. So it's Kol Hanishom Damim Ba Acher. So I hand over you this bag of coins, whatever. I hand over you anything. I hand you this book. And that's once you grab it and you do the sudar on that, then you now as if you bought the other item, and that item is now yours, and you have the responsibility is on you. And the Gemara says, De Konami, you should also know that this is correct. De Katani Ketza. Now I understand Ketza. Because Ketzer is talking about what? Ketzer is giving you a case of an object. It's not giving you a case of money. The Ketzer was Hichlif Shover Chamor. So now it makes a little more sense that it's that the Ketzer, the example, fits the rule. It says Ketzer, the Katani, Ketzer Hichlif Shover Beparo Chamor Beshor Shema Mina. So you see that we're not talking about money. We're talking about an exchange of items. Okay.
I'm just fixated on the Sudar, for example. It's either or, Sudar or...
Sudar works two ways. It's a symbolic transaction. By pulling one item, you're calling another item. So I can pull one, I can do it in a case of where it's Shava B'Shava, which is just a barter.
Right.
Or I can also make the symbolic king, like we do by Mechiris Chametz.
Either one works, you're saying. Just a barter.
What do you
mean? Either one works to...
Whichever one you guys decide what you're doing. You have to decide what you're doing.
So when the Mishnah says Kol Hanase Damim, he's not being specific. It doesn't mean specifically Damim.
No, we changed it. Rav Yehuda says that it means Kol Hanishom Damim. That's what it means. So the Gemara then says, okay, now the Gemara says, which is, I don't remember seeing this, is that, okay, we just disproved what your original thought of the Mishnah is. But according to the guy who thought that in the Mishnah, what was he thinking? Right, he says, Umay Desalik Adaitin Meikara. Basically, the Gemara is asking, what was the Havamina? Ulumay Desalik Adaitin Meikara, according to the Mandamar from originally, Dimatbeya Nase Chalipin, my Ketzan. According to him, that our original understanding was that we're dealing with actual coins. What's the Ketzan? It doesn't make sense. You're talking about coins, and the example you're giving is objects.
Right. It's a non sequitur.
That's the word. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. The non sequitur, it doesn't go together. So we answered that. So the Gemara wants to know what the Havamina was. So the Gemara says, Hachi Ka Amar. This is what he meant to say. So the Gemara basically puts in a Chesuri Mechzera for the rejected Havamina. I don't know if it's ever done. So Hachi Ka Amar. Peros Nami Avdi Chalipin. The Mishnah has to be added. You have money. First it says money. Then you add in this idea of Peros. Peros, Rashi says, and Tosos does not, it's a long Tosos does not agree, but Rashi says Peros means metaltalin. Let me read a second. Peros Nami Avdi Chalipin. Peros can also do Chalipin. Kate said, what's the case of Peros? Hichlif Besar Shor. You are machlif the meat of the ox. bipara for a cow. O b'sar chamor b'shor came into zorazen is chay b'chalipin. You can use this peros. Peros means anything other than peros means basically means a talitlin. Rashi says he says anything that's not a kli. Rashi says peros nami. He says kol midi de lo have a kli. Anything that's not a utensil peri kari lelein chalipin. That's called peros. Legabe chalipin, mishum de peirish chichi nakat peirin. Because peirish is something that's chichiach, that's what they learn peirish. So basically, they come to teach us that not only can you use money, and not only can you use a kli, because clearly you can use a kli, because that's what the pasuk is talking about. The pasuk talks about a shoe, but you can even use a non-keli. You could even use a non-keli. What's the example? Meat. You can use the meat of the shore to be kona and pull that, and that can be kona the donkey or the cow somewhere else. Right? So hachi ka'amar, right? Peros nami of the chalipin came to hichli b'sor shor para of b'sor chamer b'sor came to zochazen is chayv b'chalipin. Okay, so according to this understanding of the Mishnah, it teaches us two things. It teaches us that you can use coins and you can use peros, which are non kalim. But the Gemara already rejects this because the maskanah of Metzia is that you can't use coins. So, but still going on that, now we have and there's another machlokas. There's a machlokes in Bav Metzia also on Daf Mem Zayin between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes as whether you are allowed to use these non-kalim, these peros, for chalipin, or does chalipin only work by a kli? Because the pasuk only talks about a kli. The pasuk talks about a shoe, right? Rav Sheshes says that peros can, like we just said there. Therefore, according to him, we understand the havamina of the Mishnah before it's rejected by the other maskan in the Gemara Bav Metzia. But according to Rav Nachman, the pasuk says shalof ish nalo. That's the source of chalipin. Chalipin can only be used with a utensil. So the Gemara then says, so honey chol Rav Sheshes to amar peros avi chalipin. This is all fine and dandy according to Rav Sheshes, who says that you can use non kalim to affect kinyan chalipin. El Rav Nachman to amar peros lo avdi. But according to Rav Nachman, it says you can only use kalim. You can't use peros, which is we define as metaklim, not necessarily fruits. Ma'iklam emar. How would he explain the Mishnah? I don't know how he explains the Mishnah. He explains the Mishnah like we explain the Mishnah. That's dealing about. It's not talking about money. It's talking about. He has a problem with the Mishnah. Even in the Maskana, he has a problem with the Mishnah, because in the Maskana, the Mishnah, we also said that it's talking about. Metaltalin. It's talking about any type of metaltalin. And the example given in the Mishnah, right, according to our Maskana, sorry, the Maskana is first, but according to our Maskana, it's one case. It's a case of metaltalin, and the example is the Shor and Chamor, right? Kol Anishim Dami Be'achar, Kol Anishim Dami Be'achar, Kol Anishim, which is not Kalim. So as he explained the Mishnah, so Hachi Ka'amar, and this is where it gets difficult. So Hachi Ka'amar, right? Yesh damim shehein kachalipin. The Mishnah is not really talking about how to do chalipin. The Mishnah is saying sometimes there can be a case where money is working similarly to the way chalipin works. Yesh damim shehein kachalipin. Okay, even meaning that the money would work even if no one pulls it or no one makes a kinyan on it. We'll read the Rashi in a moment. So Ketzad, what's the case? Hichlif demei shor bipara, o demei chamor bishor. He switches. He uses the money owed for an ox for a cow, or the money owed for a donkey for an ox. Let's read Rashi. That's Rashi. The Gemara doesn't mean anything until we read Rashi now. Okay. Doesn't mean anything to Rashi now. The Gemara says Hachi Kamar. He says, "Kula mas nisa chad emilsa kamar." The whole thing is one. The whole Mishnah is one case. Ubimatbeya askinon, and we're dealing with money. How does that work? We just said that money can't be used as chalipin. We're not dealing with kinyan chalipin. We're dealing with a case where money is working similar to chalipin. V'hachi kamar kol hanase damim be'acher dahainu matbeya. Anything that can be used as damim, which means coins, pa'amim. Shadamim konim kmo chalipin. Sometimes money can be kona like chalipin. Dinal v'av kishnateiro b'toras damim. It can be used as chalipin, even though it was given over, even though it was originally given over as actual money, not b'toras chalipin. What's the case? Ketzad hichlif damei shor b'para. Machalo shor. So it's me and you, Mr. G. I sell you an ox for $100. Umashcho, and you do kinyan meshicha on the shore. and that's it. You owe it. Vinischayev lo zemamana. Now you owe me $100. You owe me the $100. So Amar lo hamocher, I then say to you, yesh lecha para. You have a nice cow. How about litein bedamim? Why don't you give me the cow and keep your money? You owe me $100. You didn't pay me yet. I'll take the cow instead of the money. So Amar lehein, and you say, yeah.
So you're basically negating the loan.
Pretty much. Shema'alo b'mana. Right.
You're paying back the same cow.
You're basically paying off the loan.
You're giving back the same cow that you...
No, because it's an ox and a cow.
Oh,
okay.
But then you're assuming that it has...
We're saying it's equal value.
It's the same value.
We're saying it's equal value. What does that mean? Some alo b'mana o b'pras. I don't know. Shema alo b'mana o b'pras. So, shema. It's evaluated as a mana or a pras or something. So amalo mocher hashor. So I, the mocher, say to you, hare mos sha'atochayev li nisun l'chav b'damel. The money that you owe me is given to me with this value. So mos halal konim below meshichas parah kichalipim dekelim. That money that's sitting in your house affects the kinyan, and I now owe your cow even without doing mashicha. In other words, that money is worth...
You actually loaned me.
The money that you owed me, and now I'm forgiving in lieu of the cow.
But I don't give you the money.
You give me the cow. But as soon as we reach this agreement, the cow is mine, even if I don't make a mashicha.
On
the cow. Even if I don't make a mashicha. Right?
So it's a conveyance.
So that's a chalipin.
Okay. Yeah. It's similar to chalipin because it wasn't done by Torah's chalipin because here the money is actually done as value. It's right. A kinyan kesef without a mashiach on anything. Right. So that's what we're saying. But it's not a case of kinyan chalipin because it can't be kinyan chalipin because you can't use coins for chalipin. That's the case of the Mishnah.
That's how checks used to work.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was just a sort of, it wasn't actually actual money. It was just an undertaking.
An IOU.
Like this and, yeah.
Right. Okay, it's a promissory note, I guess, yeah. More than anything else. All right, so my timer. So why does this work? Right? Why does this kinyan? In other words, how does it work? Because remember, we have machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Also, there's too much information flying around. That's the problem. Everything's being pulled into one shot.
Overload.
So Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish have machlokes. Excuse me, midoraisa. Can money effectuate a kinyan? Right, so Reish Lakish says no, midoraisa need machine. Rav Yochanan says no, midoraisa kesef can create a kinyan. Just the rabbanon, we say no because we're worried about the case where I pay you the money and the wheat is in your warehouse and there's a big fire and you don't do anything to save it because you have the money already. But that's so. Gemara says now, my timer. What's the reason why kinyan kesef works here? So Gemara says savra lak Rav Yochanan because this guy is holding like Rav Yochanan. Rav Nachman, I guess in this case, Rav Yochanan, the Amar Devar Torah Maos Konos. Really, me doraisa, money can affect the kinyan. So we have money. Aye, but why usually does it not create a kinyan? Umatam Amru Meshicha Kona and not Maos. That was a gezera. Shemer Yomalo Nisruchitim Baliya. We have a fear that I'll give you the money, and then there'll be a fire in your warehouse, and you'll say I don't care. It's yours. So therefore, we said it's not Kona until I do the Meshicha. But here and that's. So that's a takanas rabbanan. But when did rabbanan make a takana? By something that's shchiach. This idea of doing this transaction we have now, you owe me $100, oh, by the way, you like the cow, keep the money, give me the cow. The Gemara says that's not shchiach, and therefore takana rabbanan doesn't exist, and therefore you go back to the original din d'oraisa, which is that money can be koneh. Right? Rashi says, my taima shani mishar maos. Why is this different than any other maos? Savala tanda mastisik Rav Yochanan. He says that mashiach is rabbanan, because he says... Oh, I didn't even finish reading the Gemara. So Yomer lo nisruchitim aliyah. Oh, here the milson shchiach gazur barabanan, milson lo shchiach lo gazur barabanan. This is a non shchiach case. So we go back to the original of the the original deraisa din, which is that the money will be kona. Okay. So this is a kinyan kesef that works similar to chalipim because there's no transference of the actual the money. But and it's working even though midrabanan it's not supposed to work because it's not a case of shchiach. But according to this, yes, our Mishnah is not talking about a case of kinyan chalipin. Can't be because they're talking about money. So the Gemara says, okay, ula Reish Lakish to amar meshicha mifureshes min haTorah. According to Reish Lakish, who says that midoraisa it's meshicha that is kona, meaning kesef is not kona. Hanich. So how does he can't explain this Mishnah? he can't explain this Mishnah that there's a case where money is kona like chalipin, because money is not kona. Money is not kona. So he says, I mean, the answer is simple. He doesn't hold. He holds like Rav Sheshes. That's what Gemara says. Gemara says, "Hani chusav la Rav Sheshes tomer peiros abdi chalipin mitarit Rav Sheshes." If he holds like Rav Sheshes that utensils can be used as chalipin, so then he can explain the Mishnah the second way we explained the Mishnah, alibi de Rav Sheshes, that we're talking about a case of kalim, and you add in the word basbasar, and it's the meat, right? Ela isav la Rav Nachman tomer peiros lo abdi chalipin. If he holds like Rav Nachman that you can't use kalim. So our Mishnah can't be talking about the case of Basar. Must be talking a case about money, but it can't be money either because he holds like because he doesn't hold that Moses Kanos. But my Mokila, what can he? How does he learn the Mishnah? I don't know. He learns the Mishnah like the way we're supposed to learn the Mishnah. He can learn the Mishnah one of two ways. He can either learn like Rav Sheshes, or he can learn like Rav Yehuda said. It's Kol Hanishim Damibacher. Go back to the way. All this, remember, was in the Havamina that this was the case that trying to explain it. But once you said Nishim, we're talking about stuff that's valued. Oh, if yourself is valued also, again, I'm getting confused, but that's valued also, then that's talking about even non-Kalim. So you can't, and that would go against, all right, okay, so he has to learn like Rav Sheshes. Okay, so basically, just to sum up, we have three ways of learning the Mishnah. The way number one was the Havamina was talking about money, actual money can be done b'chalipin, and then the example is that even utensils can be done, even non-utensils can be used as chalipin. Then you had Rav Yehuda who said that anything that it's only metalitzin. It's not talking about money. It's just talking about any metalitzin can be done chalipin, like basar shor, right? And answer number three is that it's not even talking about chalipin. It's talking about this case of Rav Nachman where it's for conveyance, he called it, where I'm conveying you the animal in lieu of the money that's owed. Okay.
Well, which one of the answers would be best? It's the best answer out of three. Is from
like
the
survey says.
I knew you were getting stuck at that one.
So, all right.
I know, but they're going through all the, you know.
The Gemara's answer. You have to go through all the Shitos, and there are different Shitos and Shas. How does each Shita explain the Mishnah? No, so, according to Shita A, answer A is the best answer. According to Shita B, answer B is the best answer. According to Shita C, answer C is the best answer.
And they're all right.
They're all right for their own Shitas.
You're
we paskin that money
always
can.
Right. Yeah, always right.
You have to go start learning these different ways because it can't be the only one it can't be is that it's talking about money doing the chalipin.
Right.
Because we don't hold that money can do chalipin. So it has to be something, it has to be one of the other two answers. Okay, now we switch over to kinyanim regarding hektesh. Hektesh is different than regular people, and Hamish is going to explain the methodologies by which hektesh is kone. So Rishus, again, it's a very cryptic Mishnah. Rishus Hagavoa, meaning Hektesh, is Bekesef. It can work, it gets Kinyan Kesef by Hektesh. Once they get the money, it belongs to them. Why aren't you worried, according to Rav Yochanan, and why aren't you worried about it, you know, burning up? Because people know if I sold the Hektesh, they're gonna go save it. They're not gonna let it burn. Okay. Or Rishus Hedyot Bechazaka. And when it comes to Rishus Hedyot, which means a regular person, it's Bechazaka. Which really doesn't mean Chazaka here, because we're not talking about Metaltalin. We're not talking about Karka. We're talking about Metaltalin. So Rishonim say that Chazaka here means Meshicha. Why he uses the Lashon of Chazaka, I don't know. And then another concept is Amiraso Ligavoa Kimisiraso Lehedyot. Your word is final when it comes to Hektesh. If I say I am going to give this to Hektesh, it is given to Hektesh. When I say I'm going to give this to you, it's not given to you until I actually convey it, right? Hektesh is kone even just by my amira. So Tanner,
would Kinyan Agvola still work here or not?
Yeah, because same Mishnah we had before, that when we say that the Metatlan, Hakba, Meshicha, Mesira, and we said a few dafim ago that the reason why they use the example of Meshicha, because that's the most common. Uh-huh. But yet they're using the example of Meshicha here with the words Chazaka.
So the Chazaka could also be Hakba.
Any methodology by which you can be kone Metatlan. Tanya Rabban, Ketzad Rishus Gavoa Kesef. How do you have Rishus Gavoa, meaning Hektesh, being Koni B'Kesef? Okay, you have the following case, Gizbar, right, the treasurer, Shenasa Mos Behema. He wants to buy an animal, right, he wants to buy an animal, maybe he wants to buy for a carbon seaver or whatever reason, he wants to buy an animal for Hektesh. Afilu Behema B'Sofa Olam. Even if that he hears that there's this awesome cows in Lakewood, and he wants to so follow him. And he wants to buy it. He wants to buy it from over there.
Nobody else is listening.
All right. I could have said Muncie, but Mr. Schiffer's not here, so what didn't work. All right. I feel of a sofa olam kana. Once he gives the money, it owes to him. It's, he owes it wherever it is. Right. He has something to do with Mashiach. The money is kona. the hedgehog, but when it comes to a hedgehog, if I want to buy regular, you know, day-to-day operations, I want to buy that animal, lo kana ad she yimshoch. I have to do meshicha. Like we had before, we mentioned before in the Mishnah on Chavav, that you need meshicha, or hagbah, or mesira, but typically meshicha. So Ketzah, the next case is, what is the case of Amirasul Gavoa can Misrasul Hedjot, the case of Amira? Haomer, I'm walking around, I see that I have to bring a carbon, I want to bring a carbon. I say, Shor ze Ola. This ox is for to be for carbon Ola. Or I say, Baye ze Hektish. This house is now Hektish, meaning the value is Hektish. So automatically, Afilu Besofa Olam, even if they are far away, and the Gizmo doesn't do any Kinyan, I just say it, Kana, it belongs to Hektesh, and that's done. But Hedjot lo Kanya. But when it comes to Hedjot, you don't see Amiraso is Misiraso. It doesn't count. Okay. Sorry?
Like magic.
Ad sheyimshoch. It's halacha. Ad sheyimshoch v'yasik. Until you make a Mashiach and you hold on to it. So now the Gemara is going to bring another couple cases. Let's get to the Mishnah. At least try to. The Gemara says, because tomorrow's daf, and if you're going to give it in 50 minutes, it's really tomorrow's daf is probably 3 days, 4 days worth of material, maybe a week or two, a lot of stuff. All right, so the Gemara says, Mishacho, I'm buying something from Hektish, and I pull it, b'mone, when I do the Kenyan Meshicha, it's worth $100. V'lo hispik lifdoso, but I don't pay him, I don't end up paying it, acha amma b'masayim. By the time I go to pay him, the market goes up, and it's worth 200. So no same masayim, I have to give him to 200. Basically, Hektish is the house always wins. Hektesh wins. He says, my time, huh? What's the reason why the Meshicha doesn't work? Normally, the Meshicha works, that's from Konet. I Konet Meshicha, and I owe you the money. I should owe you the money that it's worth. And the time I did the Meshicha, the Pasuk says, V'nasam ha-kesef v'kamlo. When it comes to Hektesh, it's the Kesef. V'nasam ha-kesef v'kamlo. And then he gets it. Next case. Opposite, basically. Meshacho b'masayim. I pull it, and when I make the Kinyan Meshicha, it's worth 200. V'lo hispik lifdoso, but I don't pay him, and we just said that paying is where you get the kinyan kesef, you get the kinyan by hektesh, and v'lo hispik lifdoso, market depressed, ad she'am b'mana, it's worth now 100. Gemara says, still, no sin masayin, I still have to give him the 200. Why? Well, Hass always wins. So my timer, here we say, lo yeh koch hedrit chomor me hektesh. So I don't want mundane to be more powerful than hektesh. When it comes to the mundane, once I did the Meshicha, I owned it, and I would have to pay the 200. So too by hektesh, even though technically I don't own it until I give the kesef, but I don't want hektesh to be less powerful than hedjot, so therefore, just like in hedjot, you have to pay 200, so too in the hektesh, you have to pay 200, despite the fact that you didn't really own it, because you didn't pay it yet. Okay. Next case, Pida'o b'masayim. I give over the 200 zuz. V'lo hispik l'moshmo acha ama b'mana, and I don't pull it until it's worth to 100. No sin masayim. I have to give the 200. I don't get a refund because I paid for it. My time, but not on the kesef. It come low because the kesef is when the hekesh was calling it. So he gets to keep 200. I don't get a refund. Tough luck on me. But the following case is different. Pida'o b'mana. So I paid $100. Right. V'lo hispik l'moshko ad she'am b'masayim. But then when I do the Meshicha, it's worth 200. Masha pada padui. That's it. I don't have to pay the extra 100. V'ein nosen el amana. I don't have to give the mana. The Gemara says, why? You just said before, amai hachanami neima lo tiyako hedjot kamor me hektesh. This idea that you don't want hektesh to be worse off than hedjot. In this case, if I gave 100 to you to buy your item, and I don't do the Meshicha till later, I owe you an extra 100, because at the time of the Meshicha, that's when I own it. But if you don't want hektesh to be worse off, then why in this case do you not have to pay the extra 100? So Gemara says atu hedjot la v'mishaparakai, because in this case, even though technically speaking, if it was a case where I'm buying it from you and I gave you the hundred dollars, I'm doing the mishicha later, and then you tell me, oh, you owe me the extra $100, there's a curse of mishapara. It's the mishapara curse because when you're doing something wrong, Rashi says, oh, there's no Rashi. If you force me to give you that extra money, you are with the curse of Mishapara. So if it's a Mishapara by a hedjot, we're not going to say that the hektesh should do what creates a Mishapara right. By hedjot. And therefore, we'll leave it on the halacha, which is that the kesef was kona, I gave him the $100, I don't have to give him now the extra $100 when it goes up in value.
The house
wins here because you don't want to be Mishapara. But yeah. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have an excellent day.
Yeah.